morning, Coffee Mambo Jumbo decided to go on a comparison trail. We're still in South America. I've got the Tunki from Peru here, and I've just extracted it. And I've got the Brazilian Yellow Bourbon also here, side by side. I've just extracted them both. I think it were pretty good extractions. They just look different already. I will say that the Tunki has more of a bronze hue to it than the Yellow Bourbon. Wouldn't say that the Yellow Bourbon is more yellow, but it is definitely got a different hint of color and a different crema sitting on top. Both were a nice extraction. The beans are roughly the same age. They're actually only a few days apart. The Tunki was roasted on the 3rd of October, and the Yellow Bourbon roasted by Drury was roasted on the 9th. Of October. So they are 6 days apart, which maybe is not an absolute true fair comparison, but it's just a matter of taste that I want to just see what sets them apart. I mean, I already know in my head, in a way, what does set them apart because I've had them individually, but I never had them side by side. So I'm just gonna go ahead and do this immediate straight comparison, taking a sip of the Tunki now. Well, you all know how much I like the Tunki. The Tunki has a very gentle floral entry onto the palate. Sits very nicely, very smooth, beautiful. I'm going to take a sip of water just to clear my palate a little bit. And now, do the same little sip with a Yellow Bourbon. I love the smell of a Yellow Bourbon. Definitely fruitier at the beginning. A very nice balanced acidity, but not as gentle as the Tunki is. They both sit very nicely on the palate, but I would say that the Yellow Bourbon definitely has, the Brazilian Yellow Bourbon definitely has a bit of a zestiness to it at the beginning, especially if you have it in the straight comparison by itself. It might not struck you as much as it is when you're having it with the Tunki. The Tunki is a bit gentle on the palate. Also this acidity there, but not as fruity, more kind of floral, if that makes sense. It's gentler, but they both are very rounded, full, rich, and a beautiful espresso coffees, both of them. Both these beans are, of course, single origin Arabica beans, and they're almost standalone espresso beans. That's how good they are. That's the quality they have. They have this complexity. But God knows what a good roaster could do with using one of them as a base for their blend, or even just a little bit of it with a blend.